All good.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into the SSBN Network, home of the hottest hosts in online radio. And for the next 4 hours, you're about to keep it real hot and fresh. So get ready.
Y'all, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's how you do it. Your boy Z to the F to the LY is in the place, in the building. I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it hot. And I'm keeping it fresh. That's how I do it. What's up, everybody? Another Monday night, keeping it real, coming live from SSBN Broadcasting Network, Raleigh Durham, Chapel Hill, /New York City. And, of course, you know, I got my livest crew in the building with me. You know, I got to have the hostess with the mostest, Miss Jewels.
How we doing, everybody?
And, of course, you know, we got the Rizzy Riz on the ones and twos.
Yes, sir.
And back again for the four times in a row. I can't believe it. Fourth time, Miss Shawana No. What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everybody? How's Miss Jules? How are you, Rizzy Riz? Z Fly, what's going on tonight?
We're doing great.
That's good to know. So everybody, okay, so we definitely got a great show for you. But everybody, just to let you know, now for the first few minutes of the show, we got some information to give you. But also in the show, we have a very good interview that's coming up about the AIDS walk and our event that I hope y'all have been getting ready for that's happening actually Wednesday, the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh by saying yes to Safe Sex event, our fundraising event that's happening Wednesday at the Sapphire Lounge in New York City. And then also we have a very special guest that's coming up at the end of the show. But first things first, everybody, we have a lot to talk about. So first, what's on the agenda, Riz? Let's see. Okay, so first we're talking about, yeah, we're taking a break. You know what I'm saying? Yes, everybody. Yeah, we're taking a break, everybody. We're taking a break. But, you know, but don't worry.
My birthday month, too.
Exactly. So, see, you know how Riz is. See, he wants us to take the whole month off for his birthday.
I told him to take the
stay away from the crazy baby mamas, Riz.
Her baby mamas.
Huh?
Crazy baby mamas. You know, Riz gets these women that want to make him his baby daddy. And, you know, I'm just telling him, heads up, do not get too drunk. Don't blame it on the alcohol. And make sure that when you are clubbing and drinking that you are looking at these females and getting background checks on them before you know maybe trying to make you their baby daddy.
Okay, that's what's up. But when I'm speaking of all these baby daddies and baby mamas, one way to stop all that is by having safe sex. So we're definitely going to talk about that. So everybody, be sure. Now, if you're not in the New York area or surrounding areas, then tell all your friends who are to come out to the Real Hot Fresh, Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh by saying yes to safe sex, AIDS Walk, Summer's event that's happening April 27th. this Wednesday from 7 to 10. Now, we're only keeping y'all for 3 hours. Y'all can't come hang out with us for 3 hours. It's going to be hot. It's going to be real, y'all. It's at the Sapphire Lounge, which is 249 Eldridge Street between Houston and Stanton Street. So if you are in the New York City area, you need to take the F train to 2nd Avenue. And if you get lost, you can call 646-626-1647 and ask to speak with Jabbar. We're going to have live performances. We're going to have live money. Like you said, money for it.
Money.
It's funny. We got this thing going on. Because every time I promote this, I always say money. Like, we're going to have money. I don't know where that's coming from. I'm crazy.
Well, we might as well. I mean, like, we're giving out so many good things. It might as well be money. I mean, like, we're giving away a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
Okay? Bottle of champagne worth $500, maybe more dollars from La Palme.
VIP.
Okay?
Wow.
VIP tickets, baby. You can be rubbing elbows with the best of the best. Okay?
That's what's up.
Exactly. And then also, too, Secrets Lounge, they, you know what I'm saying, they done got it up in on the gig. They're giving away 2 VIP tickets and a bottle of champagne to Secrets Lounge in New York City. So basically, everybody, we're having a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? Dramatic Fanatic is giving away things. We have giveaways by Stevie Boy also and Vernon Fox. All you women out there.
Don't forget about Kenny Ken. We got Kenny Ken on the Funny Man 1s and 2s. He's going to be throwing it down. So all you people from ASA, come and join us out. We know you're listening.
That's right. So everybody, it's really going to be live. You know what I'm saying? This is the Real Hot and Fresh crew. This is our first event. So as you know, it's like our first annual thing. So you definitely want to be there because we're going to be keeping it real. But also too, so as I told you that we are taking a hiatus in May. We'll be gone for the whole month. But however, when we come back, we're going to be keeping it really hot all summer long, which means I want y'all to hold us to that, because that means that Riz is going to have to bring some hot unsigned artists each month for you.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have some real hot artists. I got a few on deck right now, a couple people that are actually considering coming to the show. But they keep on coming, so we might have to set up some type of event or something this summer and get some of these rap battles going, so we know who's going to be in the Real Hot Fresh seat this summer.
That's what's up. And then also too, your girl Miss Jules, she is going to deliver some really hot celebrities this summer.
Oh yes, I am, guys. You are not going to be able to believe who I'm planning to bring through to the show. You cannot believe it. It's going to be so juicy. It's going to blow your mind. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right. That's what's up. And then of course, you know what I'm saying, also whenever we come back, we will finally, hopefully, have our last link to the Real Hot Fresh crew. So, as you know, Shawana No has been here four weeks in a row. So, I don't know. Could it be Shawana No? Or will she have to go, you know?
Oh,
so.
Wow. Well, I'm not going out without a fight, okay? So I'm going to bring it, okay? So, guys, if you love me, if you like me, you know, guys, let everybody know. Let Miss Jules know. Let Z Fly know. You know, let Riz know how you feel about me, if you're feeling me, if you're not feeling me, because I need to know. Like, I'm trying to be a part of the show, you know?
That's what's up. So everybody, so we're definitely going to get this show started. So to kick things off, we're going to go through some music from one of our featured artists that has been on the show, James Flames. But also, again, get ready for the show. We have some very good and informative interviews that's coming up about AIDS Vault and why you should be safe and how to keep safe. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of y'all are not being safe, and y'all know who y'all are. So we're going to talk about you tonight.
Okay.
Sure. But we're going to kick things off first with James Flames. This is Baby, It's You.
Damn, we already got callers today.
My whole life I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around and you put it down, and that's when I knew that girl is bam bam. Cause baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you.
Yeah, and she knows that it's me, man. so amazing how she look off in that G-string. Now why would I even quit? Lose a good thing and leave you for some other chick? Hell no, you know I'm down for the long haul. We in the islands with Sean Kingston and Sean Paul. She off that Paul wall, got her sitting sideways just like she down to fall. Know what I'm saying, y'all? I know she feeling that, and yeah, she like my swag. Oh yeah, I'm feeling that, and digging on her swag. She don't even need me, I'm needing only her. She know she like that, I say I'm looking her. Others, they get the fur, cause they ain't on no level. You and my trusted beam girl, so welcome to my shadow. We about to blast off, NASA says it is a go. So lay back, hit the Marley, and enjoy the show.
I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around, and you put it down. And that's when I knew that girl is bam bam. Cause baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Cause baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you.
Never be no one else. You still find it's a crime, so don't hurt yourself. But you don't know me to tell you that. Came into my life, I told them others it's a rap. I told them they can step, I told them it's you. Your love's infectious with no cure like the swine flu. And I'm contaminated, I got them others hating. Imagine in my face on other guys they dating. But it's just me and you, or maybe you and I. Let's twist to Marley and say hi, haters from the sky. Hey baby, you the best I ever had. And that's from flames, you don't need Drake to tell you that. And you know I'm out to spread a fear. Call my sex my quill, cause after that you're sleeping here. Yeah, and she never ever done me wrong. Damn, I think she likes me, yeah, she got me on the ringtone.
I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around, and you put it down. And that's when I knew that girl is bam bam. Cause baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you.
It's you, it's you, it's you. All right, everybody, that was James Flames, It's You. But actually, it's really me. You know what I'm saying? It's all about me tonight. But anyway, everybody,
whatever.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Real Hot Fresh show, where we keep it real, where we keep it hot, and where we always keep it fresh. But tonight, everybody, we have a very fresh, interview for you tonight. And tonight, you know, we are definitely talking about safe sex, and we're talking about the AIDS law, and we're talking about keeping it real hot and fresh by saying yes to safe sex, because that's really important. And to help us out on that, we have a very informative interview tonight with the event director of the GMHC, Shona Borovitz. I hope I'm saying her name right, but we're definitely going to invite her to the show right now. Welcome to the show, Shona.
Hi, thank you very much. Yeah, Shona Borovitz, you said it right.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for keeping it real hot and fresh with us tonight. How is everything?
Everything's great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about this interview tonight because, you know, the AIDS walk is so big, so I definitely want, you know what I'm saying, just to get into it. So basically, the AIDS walk is very well known. It happens in New York City and also other major cities. So here in New York City, how long has the walk been actually taking place?
Well, yeah, this year is the 26th annual AIDS walk in New York City.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And exactly where does it take place?
It happens this year on Sunday, May 15th, and it's in Central Park. So 45,000 people will show up on Sunday, May 15th to walk. It's a 10-kilometer walk. It takes about 2 or 3 hours to complete it, and it's a ton of fun. Like, you don't have to be in great shape. Anybody can do it. It's like a big party, and we are just walking and merging all together.
That sounds like fun.
It sure does, doesn't it?
That's really great.
Yeah, we can just, like, go there and, like, walk our hangovers off.
Okay. So, you know what? So our
could.
Double question is, yeah, so from past years, I noticed that that you gave a figure of how many people will be here this year. But from past years, how many have attended? And also, has the numbers got bigger each year?
Well, for, yeah, the numbers have definitely grown over the years, but for the last several years, it has been at least like 40,000, 45,000 people that show up in the park. And it's just people of all different kinds. So there's like young people, there's like babies in strollers, there's, you know, people come from all the different boroughs, and it's just a really awesome mix of New Yorkers, and it's people that you, all different types of people. Great.
Oh, wow. So, that's cool. So, speaking of geographics, is it just New Yorkers that usually attend the AIDS Walk in New York?
Well, it's the AIDS Walk benefits GMHC, and they are based in New York, and it also benefits 40 other important local AIDS service organizations, and that's throughout the tri-state area. So there's people that come from, you know, all the boroughs, but also, you know, even New Jersey and Connecticut. So people come in from all over the place to do it.
Okay.
All right, now with all the promotion of...
Okay, cool. I'm sorry. We had some little feedback there. But also, too, okay, so... What is actually the main goal of the walk? Because, you know, there's a lot of promotion that goes on. You know, like different commercials about safe sex and you know different campaigns about safe sex. But what is actually the main goal of the AIDS walk?
We got a baby.
Yeah, I hear a baby in the background. Speaking of safe sex, the main goal of the AIDS Walk is it's a fundraising event. So it's totally free to register for the event. You can register at AIDSWalk.net online. So it's just AIDSWalk.net, or you can call 212-807-9255 to register. So the goal is to get as many people as possible to be there and to physically just march and show your support of people in our community that are living with HIV and AIDS, and to say that we want to fight this. And that. So the main goal is it's a fundraiser, and we're raising money for GMHC and the 40 other AIDS service organizations that are beneficiaries of the event. And the money goes to prevention education, to help people with their medications and for mental health counseling and to help provide people safe housing and legal support. So the main purpose is that it's a fundraiser, but it also is important to walk just to have that be around, like have the opportunity to be there and to learn about safe sex and learn about prevention. And for a lot of people, it's a time when they can come and march and just remember people that they've lost. You know, brings a lot of families together that have been impacted by the death of a loved one, or you know, they have a chance to remember and to talk about that person that they lost.
Exactly. We definitely want, you know, our listeners to call in and comment if you want to. You know, talk on the AIDS Walk. You know, anybody you lost or have living with HIV or AIDS, definitely call us. The number is 646-620-3136. Again, that number is 646-200-3136. You know what? So, getting back to the interview, so Shauna, so I noticed that you said, you know, come in March. So, exactly how long is the AIDS Walk?
It is 6.2 miles. So that's
wow.
A 10K walk. But we make it really easy for you. Like, you can, if you can't make it the whole way, we have a shuttle that'll come around and pick you up and take you right back to the finish line. But
can
you can totally
you,
do it.
Is there like pit stops or like places like where we can hang out and chill and yeah. Talk to people and stuff like that? Or is it like, are we constantly walking? Like, I want to bring a bunch of people, but I don't know if all my friends are going to be able to walk that far and not want to stop and hang out.
Yeah, no, you can totally stop and hang out. There's like DJs and bands and performers and all kinds of
cool.
Stuff along the way. So you're definitely entertained.
Like,
but
yeah,
there's
that sounds so cool.
There's checkpoints all along the way too. So we keep you well fed. We give you ice cream and chips and cookies and
ice cream and chips and cookies. Oh man, I'm there.
That's what's up.
So
you know,
we make sure that you're happy along the way.
I really cannot wait for the AIDS Walk. I have, unfortunately, you know, I have tried to walk the last 2 years, the last year I didn't do it because something came up with the knee before that. But I said this year, I said, you know, no holds barred, I'm gonna definitely be there. So I really can't wait for May 15th to to be a part of it. But you know, let's talk about some people who actually helped make it happen. So who are some of the organizations? Because I know also like celebrities, you know, a lot of celebrities really get involved with this. Who are some of the the big names, the organizations that help making this happen?
Yeah, this year we're actually going to have the whole cast of Modern Family at the event.
Wow.
Which is really exciting for us. That's they'll be there on our main stage at the opening ceremony. So that's where you'll see all the celebrities. If you go to the walk starts at 10 a.m., but before that we have a ceremony on the main stage at 9 o'clock. So that's where you'll...
Everybody hear that? 9 o'clock, everybody be there so we can see all the celebrities, get autographs and everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. So the whole cast of Modern Family, and then Matt Bomer from a show called White Collar, and then Conchita Farrell from 2.5 Men, and we're going to have a song performed by Audra McDonald, and those are just the people that are, and then Mondo from Project Runway. I don't know if anybody watches that show, but he'll be there as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Everybody show up. We need to meet these people.
Definitely.
Seriously.
It's
going to
be hot.
Now, can you tell people who might not be able to come to the AIDS walk, such as myself, because I'm in another state, can you tell them how can they play their part on trying to be a part of the event, even though they're not there, with maybe contributions or, maybe getting involved with their an organization, maybe in their community
mm-hmm.
to support, the benefit?
Yeah, right, because people listening to this show are from all over the country, right?
Right.
You can absolutely, if you're in New York and you'd like to come, the best thing to do is register right now on AIDSWalk.net on the website. And if you want to be involved in the walk but you're not physically in New York, you can always register as what we call a virtual walker. And you can actually fundraise, ask people to sponsor you, and then wherever you are on that day, you can take your own walk in your own community, or you can wear a red ribbon on your shirt that day, and so that signifies that you're at the AIDS walk in spirit.
So what you're going to do is people have no excuse not to show their support.
But say that again.
Are you going to send?
So that sounds neat.
It sure does.
I mean.
Okay, that is cool. But before we take a break, let's talk about the statistics real quick of HIVs from 2009 and 2010. So Shauna, so of that year, what percentage is that of what is the percentage from 2009 and 2010 people living with HIV and or AIDS?
Well, right now, one third of all new HIV infections each year in the U.S. are occurring among those between the ages of 13 and 29, which is a really shocking statistic.
Oh.
So it's really like the younger generation that's becoming newly infected, which is just really scary. And then 45% of the people infected with HIV do not go to doctors on a regular basis and don't really have access to care. And then the other shocking statistic is that, and people have probably heard this before, but it makes sense to mention it again, it's every 9.5 minutes a new HIV infection occurs in the U.S.
Wow. Right.
That's crazy.
9.5 minutes.
Nine and a half minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how many people have been infected with this show? And this show was an hour.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. Oh, my
right.
God.
Right. So that's six new infections in the time that your show takes place. And that's just in the U.S.
That's awful.
Definitely.
You know, Shauna, we want you to stick around. We're going to take a little break. Everybody, you're keeping it real hot and fresh with the RHF crew and the event director, Shauna Borvitz. Borvitz.
You can just go with my first name. That's okay.
Okay, Shauna. We will be right back after this break. We have more questions with Shauna. Right back.
Work. Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at GoVeg.com. That's GoVeg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
And thank you so much for tuning back in to Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. This is the liveest show on the net. We definitely want you to call in 646-200-3136. Right now we are interviewing live Shauna, the event director of the GMHC, and she's telling us all about the A's Walk that's coming up May 15th and how you can be there, how you can be involved, and who's going to be there, and how and why it's so important. So we're definitely going to continue that interview right now.
So, Shauna, with all the promotions of safe sex and campaigns like the AIDS Walk and free clinics, why do you think the numbers rise each year?
I think there's still, like, a huge population that just are not listening to the messages. You know, it's like we do, GMHC does really cutting-edge prevention work that reach communities that are most at risk. You know, there's, like, in the Black and Latino communities, messages talking about staying safe when you're talking to someone who you're talking about, this disease affects gay men, right? And so a lot of people don't want to identify as a gay man, so the message that we're sending just doesn't even reach them. So we're trying to come up with prevention messages that can be heard by everybody.
Now, Shauna, I know you said something about gay men, but you could correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't the AIDS rate going up with what we call down low brothers, undercover brothers, meaning that, you know, you have those men that sleep with men and women, and they can be infecting both parties, their spouses and their significant other, because they're sleeping with, you know, the two different sexes, and they're feeling like they're not, you know, gay. So pretty much they're living their life in secretive, and basically they're infecting both parties. But mainly it's majority of the time, the woman, because they're not being upfront telling, you know, either their girlfriend or their wife that they're sleeping with a man too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what we see a lot of, and because they're not identifying as a high-risk group, they're not taking the proper precautions. But, yeah, that's absolutely one of the causes of new infections. And women as well are becoming, last year, women made up 34% of the new clients that came into GMHC. So the largest, the fastest-growing group of AIDS diagnosis is now in women of color.
So what would you say to women in color? Because, like, I'm a woman of color, obviously, and, you know, I don't have to put this out there, but I choose to get tested every 6 months. Just, you know, that's I value my life. What would you say to women that, let's just say women of color that, you know, they feel like, okay, well, they've been with their partner, so their partner might say, well, you know, I don't have anything, so if I don't have anything, you don't have anything. Or they might feel like, okay, well, they're trusting their partner, but they might not know, you know, what their partner is doing, where, you know what I'm saying, behind their back. What would you say to women of color to try to, you know, put themselves a safe life, so that they won't have to, you know, worry about being another statistic to being infected with HIV or AIDS?
Yeah, I guess I would encourage people to get tested regularly and to ask their partner to get tested. It's like, it's a loving thing to do for your partner to get tested and to know your status. And it's all about trust and communication.
Shauna, I got a question as well. So for these people that are just now experiencing these type of statistics and these results and stuff, and knowing that, that the AIDS population is growing, how would you recommend somebody to approach their spouse to ask them to go get an AIDS check, or just, you know, any type of sexually transmitted disease test? Because, you know, that would probably be kind of an awkward moment. Have you ever been through anybody's situation where they've had to do that?
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's an awkward moment. Yeah, I've personally been through that. And I think it's just, it shows respect for me when I, like, take care of myself and know my status. And it shows respect for my partner when I do that. I think
Definitely. It's
about just, yeah, it's about just being upfront and honest about, like, what we need to feel safe in the relationship. And if somebody's not okay with that or objects to, like, going to get tested, you can always go get tested together. But if they're not okay with it, if they refuse to do that, then that's really good information for me to have, because I'm not sure if I want to be with somebody like that.
Definitely. That's very unsafe, especially if they don't want to go to the doctor and just to see how they're doing. That must mean that they have some type of guilty conscience of some sort. I was talking to Zach about that before. So another question, if me and a lot of our, like, a bunch of my friends came, you know, to the walk and everything like that, is there a certain area that we're going to have to come to in the park to start the walk, like to check in or anything, or is it just basically any of the entrances at Central Park?
Yeah, really good question, because Central Park is huge. The most important thing to do is to register. You can register. I'm going to say the website and the phone number again. It's aidswalk.net to register online. And the phone number is 212-807-9255. And once you register, then we send you everything that you need to know about what time to show up, where you should go. We send you a map and all that stuff. But if you want to just show up, it's right at the corner of 59th and 5th Avenue. That's the entrance that you would go to, and that's where you would sign in and turn in any of the donations that you've collected, and then pick up any fundraising awards. So you can earn, like, a T-shirt if you raise $150, T-shirt and a hat if you raise $250, and then you get incentive awards for raising funds.
That
yeah,
sounds 15, great.
59th
so
and
we're definitely going to be getting some stuff, aren't we, guys?
That's right. So, Shauna, once again, confirm the walk date, the time, how we sign up, everything. Give us all the details so everybody knows for sure.
Okay, so it's Sunday, May 15th, and that's only about 3 weeks away. And it begins in Central Park. You enter the park at 59th and 5th Avenue, and it's a 6.2-mile walk. It's a 10-kilometer walk with lots of fun and entertainment and snacks along the way, and it's totally free to register for the walk. It doesn't cost anything. We just ask that you fundraise, so you ask your friends, family to sponsor you because you're taking on the challenge of doing this 10K walk. So it's we would love everybody to sign up to come out and support and spread the word about HIV prevention and do something good for the community.
That's what's up. And you know what, too? Another good thing that I love about the AIDS Walk is not only is it a good cause, but, you know, it's something that, you know, everybody can relate to because, you know, any and everybody can get it. You know, any and everybody can be infected with it. So definitely everybody come out, you know, if you are in the New York area or surrounding areas, or even if you're not, just come out, really support. You know, we're going to have a great time there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So, Shauna, we definitely want to thank you for, you know, coming on and giving so much information about the AIDS Walk, how to get involved, and why it's so important. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's been great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good to have you again.
Thanks. Bye.
All right.
Thank you, Shauna.
Bye. Everybody, so remember, AIDS Walk. 2011, New York City, May 15th at 10 a.m. Now, y'all know y'all can do it. Y'all know y'all can do it. Want to know why? Because I know some of y'all be in the club at 6 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Just getting out of the club real good at 6 a.m. So y'all might as well, you know what I'm saying, go
walk
to the club. Yeah, walk it out.
Walk it out. Walk it out.
Walk it out. You know, just like she said, we have refreshments for you. You know, so we got pit stops. It's a sit mouth.
DJ's music. I mean, it's going to be another after party of after the after party.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
So my thing is, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, some of y'all, you know, some of y'all said that, you know, your New Year's resolution was to do more exercise, but you ain't did it yet. So now come get your sit mouth walk on at the A's walk. Yeah, that's right.
Beck is calling you out.
All right, everybody. But look, we keep the show rolling at this show. We're going to keep it real hot and fresh off the plate with Miss Jewels. But first, we got to pay some bills. And, yeah, when we get back, we got fresh off the plate. And we got to pay some bills.
Hi, we're the Donna's for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. We love dogs and cats. You probably do, too. But did you know that some people treat their animals like dirt? Hard to believe it, but animals are starved, beaten, kicked, and killed by jerks who shouldn't get away with it.
But they often do get away with it.
In far too many cases, someone knew about the abuse but didn't say anything. PETA's files are filled with terrible stories of dogs and cats who died because no one took action. The animals can't call the cops or the Humane Society.
We have to be their voices.
So if you see someone hurting or neglecting an animal, or even if you just suspect something, don't turn away. Call your local humane authorities or police department right away. You probably won't even have to give your name.
Most law enforcement officials will accept anonymous tips.
Your phone call may save an animal's life.
The Donna's and PETA, thank you.
For more information on how you can help, please visit PETA2.com. That's PETA, the number 2.com, or call 757-622-PETA. Again, that number is 757-622-PETA.
Oh, hey everybody, it's that time again. It's your girl, Miss Jules, with your weekly dose of new fresh off the plate. So, have y'all seen Megan Simone's belly?
Wow.
So y'all know she lost some weight, right? So since the Raven Simone lost weight, she's had a couple of photo shoots, and one of them has poor Raven's belly exposed, y'all. Y'all can check it out on MediaTakeout.com. And y'all hear about Lindsay? Lindsay Lohan got 120 days in jail. Can we get our She's Stupid, please? Because you know what? She should have took the 19 days they officially offered her. But you know what? That's what she gets for trying to get over all the doggone time. I've been like, and she's a victim of what? Now she claims that she's a victim of something. A victim of some kind of witch hunt. Witch hunt, nothing. Get your ass together, girl. TMZ reports that, TMZ reports that ex-Destiny's Child member, Sarah Franklin, I don't know if you guys remember her, she was from Bill. Yeah, she was only in the group for 5 months, but she was arrested for disorderly conduct in Culver City, California. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Oh my God, Serena Williams laid down some tracks with the legendary DJ Pooh as the TMZ. I can't wait to hear this. And she's supposed to be working with the record label owned by Minnesota Vikings star Brian McKinney. Yeah, juicy. Anyway, Spencer Pratt has duped down to a new low. He's rapping about chicken, okay? Rapping about chicken. What's the word? What is the world coming to when Spencer Pratt is singing? Money ain't a thing, but a chicken wing. I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to come up next. I'm anything for money. Anyway, did Ryan Phillippe retire from his acting? Well, he made a bad comment about being introverted to the press. Wrong people to make a comment to, okay? So the press took it as an admission of retirement, but today Ryan Phillippe says that he's great. Actually, he's not retired. Anyway, Phillippe swears off Marvin Hughes as beautiful. She says that because they have 1 million calories, and y'all know she's on this new fitness regime, right? So she quit the booth, so go, girl. Anyway, I don't know how many of you guys watched The Celebrity Apprentice, but I'm upset before I went home. I think Lee or Star Jones should try from behind. They're traveling behind should have gone home, okay? They're little traveling behind should have gone home last week. Anyway, if y'all watch American Idol, I got a question for y'all. Does Steven Tyler's hair look like a half-wig? Because I think so. I think it looks like a half-wig. I mean, I think the front of the hair is his. I think the last of the hair is not so his. But anyway, there you have it, you guys. It's the girl, Miss Jewel, and this is this week's Dose of Juice, fresh off the plate.
There you have it, you guys. Fresh off the plate, Miss Jewel style. fire advice to get back into the show. So if you're just now tuning in, you missed a very informative interview with Shona Borbitz, the event director of the GMHC. She was talking about the AIDS Walk and how you can get involved and, you know, what's going to be happening, the celebrities, you know, why it's so important, and then just statistics. So, yeah. And Shawana, are you still there?
Oh, I am here, Zach.
Oh, okay.
And well, so is your goddaughter.
So, you know what I'm saying? So that was a very good interview. So are y'all going to be via the AIDS Walk, people?
Oh, you know what?
That's what I'm
going to
say.
You know, my disabled behind going to be walking. I'm going to have a skateboard, and Z-Flat's going to have to pull me, okay? Mm-hmm. My disabled behind ain't supposed to be walking for those 6 miles.
But, you know, but I'm thinking like a 6 mile walk, but I'm trying to think, can I do that? You know?
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't walked that far.
Somebody better get me a scooter or something. They better have a wheelchair available, honey, because I don't know if I can do six miles.
But she did.
Now, y'all know if y'all can run to the bus or the train, y'all can make that walk.
You said what now?
If y'all can catch the bus or the train, y'all can make that walk. Don't act like New York City, you don't be walking blocks. That's miles right there. Just one block. That's one mile right there.
No, honey, we got alternatives to that.
Yes, we do.
Well, see, a good thing about this is they do have refreshments. I hate to say it, but, you know, for a lot of people, they're there with kind of intrigued people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you come to events just for the food, this is the event for you.
Yeah.
Come out for the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that ice cream and cookies. Oh,
ice cream and cookies? That's what I'm talking about.
I just can't wait to see some of these celebrities and stuff. Maybe we get some of them on our show.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We got to. That's a must. That's a must.
Definitely, for sure.
But, you know, it's crazy because, like, how about I got my AIDS Walk outfit? Now, who in the world does that?
AIDS Walk.
I got an AIDS Walk outfit.
Well, I'm going to have to get me an AIDS Walk outfit.
Z-Fly.
You wear red? Because I'm thinking about wearing red, too.
You know what? Y'all just make me sick. I'm going to just move to New York in the next month or so. I don't care. Y'all have to make me sick.
You is crazy. Shawana, you never get up here for real.
That's what sucks.
You know. I know. I do. But you know what? My baby daddy, Rizzy Riz, won't send me the child support, that's why I can't make this trip right now. I have to wait until the financial aid kick in.
I need a blood test before this gets going.
Oh, no. Don't act like you need no DNA test. You wasn't saying that the other night, okay, when you came over. Don't act like that now. Don't show out. Because you was calling me mommy and everything else.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know what? Okay, it's getting a little bit too hot. It ain't summertime yet.
Correct.
So, look, everybody, we have 17 more minutes. Now, we're going to bring you some hot selections from King Jabbar, who will be one of the performers at our fundraiser event that's happening on Wednesday, April 27th, that I hope y'all are ready for. But before we get into that, we're also going to tell you a little bit more about the event. Just to let you know, too, once again, Stevie Boy, Dramatic Fanatic, and Verna Fogg, they are giving away giveaways from their collection. Now, if you don't I thought so. Anyway, now, if you don't know who they are, you need to Google them. You need to look them up, www.dramatic.com, www.stevieboy.com, and I think it's bfogg with two Gs. Look them up. So then you know what I'm saying. You know what you could possibly win, and like
some of these styles are so hot.
They're hot, hot to death.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
These styles.
West styles.
Yeah.
It's shit, like it's straight editorial. It's straight what you see in the magazines. I mean, like it's some kind of glasses that you cannot see through. I mean, like your glasses. So incognito. Telling you.
Incognito. Exactly. And then like Riz was telling y'all earlier. The performances and acts are off the chain because we got performances, like I said, that's coming up later. It's King Jabbar. Some of his music, we'll have him. Then we have Oracle. He's like a neo-soul type artist, so you don't want to miss it.
And you don't want to miss Kenny Ken, the funny man. He has some stuff for you.
Yeah. So if you missed last week's show, you definitely want to go back and listen to that. Kenny Ken, he was up here. We were interviewing him. He did a little interview. And also, too, the Real Hot Fresh Crew, we did our own little interview as a guest on My Unsigned Radio com.
Whoa. We shouldn't say their name now.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we should say their name.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, can y'all believe that? Now, listen, we was on, like, you know what I'm saying, the radio show, you know, trying to promote our event. And every time, you know what I'm saying, we try to promote ourselves, they try to shut us up.
How are we going to promote ourselves without saying our name? It was horrible. We walked on eggshells.
Kenny Ken dropped the F-bomb on there. Yes, he did.
He did.
I got to
say thank you, Kenny Ken.
Exactly. So whenever we get back, we're going to get into some King Jabbar. And whenever we get back, we promise y'all that we will continue that hot discussion that we had last week about, about you people that's having unprotected sex. You're bringing children into the world. You're bringing diseases into the world. And
getting me blamed for having kids I don't have.
Exactly. Stay from the strip clubs, okay? Stop picking up those strippers. Stop making it rain with $20. Stop it.
All right, y'all, so we got some King Jabbar, and after that, we got some more hot sedates.
Getting tested together. if they have a problem with you getting tested together, then you need to run from that person because the person has, you don't know what, A, B, C, and D, and you need to just R and run out that situation, okay? Do not sit up there and lay down with somebody that won't even value your body like you do as a temple to go out there and get tested to see if you're, you know, STD, have any STDs or, you know, you're clear of them. If a person really loves you, bottom line, they'll go get tested with you. And if not, then that's a person you don't need to lay down with. You already know they're giving you all the signals that they pretty much think or know that they have something.
And you know what? And then, like, what gets me is, you know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't a person want to protect themselves? Like, why in the world would you want to live with something like that? I mean, this is something that's serious. And see, I think for some people it's kind of like a mind thing because they're thinking, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really, like, unless I'm really, really into it, you can't really tell that I got it. Mm-hmm. And then plus, you know, now, you know, medicine has kind of advanced, and now I can live longer even if I do got it. You know, I mean, people think crazy. I mean, why wouldn't you just rather be clean instead of living with something like that, where you're slowly dying?
I mean,
yeah,
me personally.
Why wouldn't you have the respect for your spouse to tell them of something like that before you even try to get with them? Or even having the respect later on if you're out cheating on your girl or your man and then you end up catching something. What are you supposed to do? You're going to end up letting them get it and then blame it on them? I mean, how foul can you be? I mean, there's so many different situations that could possibly happen. I think that it should be definitely, like, pressed on a big-time issue as almost committing murder if you give somebody a disease like that, especially if they don't know it. And then they trusted you in bed. Oh, my God. That's why I tell you guys got to strap it up. It's all about safe sex nowadays.
Sure is. Before you could medically have 6 sexual partners before you needed an AIDS test. Now you sleep with one person raw and you need an AIDS test. You need pills. You need all kinds of treatment. I mean, like, the risk just isn't worth it. And then not only that, like, I understand, you know, those people that have been in long-term relationships because that's a completely different animal. I mean, like, it's really difficult to go ahead and say to your wife for 20 years, listen, we need to go get an AIDS test because you're giving yourself away. But then again, I mean, like, what's better? You might as well tell your wife, tell your husband that something might be going on before, you know what I mean, you're dying, your husband's dying. I mean, like, it's horrible. I mean, it's better to just take care of yourself. What's wrong with taking care of yourself nowadays? Don't listen to the man that says, oh, well, it's just going to feel better. Don't listen to the woman that says, oh, well, I just don't want to do it. I want to have a baby. First of all, okay, you know what I mean? You have to take care of yourself. If we're walking around talking about that our bodies are our temples, then how about we show it? How about we have greater respect for ourselves? Mm-hmm. It's only 99 cents for a condom. I don't want to hear any more excuses about, oh, well, this just happened. Nothing just happened. Nobody gives you anything just like that. You have to put in the work to get something. So you might as well just wrap it up and call it a day. So like that, you don't have to be going to no clinics. You don't have to be going to no blood tests, no nothing. Just wrap it up.
And like Drew said, I mean, if your body is your temple, you know, you need to treat it that way. You know, so many men, I mean, you always hear, like, I mean, some men say, well, you know, I don't feel anything. I mean, Trojan just came out with a new condom. I think it's called an Invincible or Sensitive or whatever, where it pretty much feels like it's nothing there. I mean, the point of it is that, you know, a baby is the least of your worries nowadays. Nowadays, you have to worry about chlamydia, gonorrhea, AIDS, syphilis, herpes, which, you know, you can't go and take a pill for that because once you have it, you have it. So the bottom line is you need to protect yourself at all times. And if the guy doesn't understand or he doesn't want to wear a condom for whatever lame reason he gives, the bottom line is, you know, you don't need to have sex. It's like, okay, well, if you want the goodies, then this is what we need to do because I value my goodies. And if you don't want
to
strap up in your protection, then I'm not going to sleep with you because a baby is the least of your worries nowadays.
And another thing, listeners, maybe you guys should start trying a little bit different way to actually get a girl or a guy. Instead of you actually coming up to him and maybe meeting them while you're drinking and stuff and going home with them that night and actually having sex, why don't you guys split up, take different paths, talk on the phone, get to know each other.
You know?
You know, you can maybe even have this type of conversation right before you're about to have sex to go to the get an AIDS test or something like that. There's other methods that you could do
mm-hmm.
to protect yourself other than just having this big attraction for the sexual organs and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. I mean, go
now, Riz,
do your thing.
Now, Riz, you talk a good game, but, you know, you stay up in the strip club, so don't even go there. Okay.
Don't even go. You stay
up in the strip club getting lap dance. Okay.
I almost was murdered from strippers. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Speaking of wrapping up, I think Jules has one thing to say. Then we're gonna wrap this up.
Well, you know what? We're talking about sex so much, but you know what? A condom is only 98% effective, which leaves the 2%, which leaves you open for HIV, leaves you open for herpes, leaves you open for babies. And let me tell you something. What it is, HIV, herpes, and babies have 100% of your time devotion, okay? That's a huge side effect of all of those things. If you don't want those things, how about abstinence? How about you don't stick your penis in anything? How about you don't spread
exactly.
your legs for everybody and their mother? How about that? How about you just... you know, live your life and protect yourself by just not giving it away.
Live your
yeah.
life.
And don't hang out
exactly.
with strippers.
Okay. I'm in love with the stripper. All right, everybody, so we are actually going to wrap this thing up. So remember, wrap yourself up. And we got to wrap the show up, too. Look, so everybody, we have came to the end of a season. We will see y'all next season sometime.
Summertime.
And we'll be keeping it really hot all summer long. And remember, hold us to our hot topics that we're going to bring you. And we're going to bring you a really hot new host. Could it be Shawana? No. Nobody knows.
That is so wrong.
Okay, but everybody, definitely thank you so much for keeping it real hot and fresh with us every Monday night. And we will see you on Wednesday at the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh by Saying Yes to Safe Sex fundraiser event hosted by only the RHF crew. We're going to keep it live. We're going to keep it hot. We're going to keep it crazy. All right, y'all, but y'all know how we do. Before we go, we're going to do our ghettos. And I'm going to actually miss y'all. Y'all going to miss the listeners?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to
miss
like,
y'all.
It's going to be a month.
Yeah. But look. Also, everybody, continue to hit us up on our Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. That's how you keep in contact with us during the month of May. Twitter, Facebook, and what's it? And then MySpace.
MySpace/RealHotAndFresh.
But we're gonna. That's right. We're gonna end this thing with 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto, and we will talk to y'all in June. All right, y'all. Number 10, You Know You Ghetto. I'm sorry, you know you in the ghetto if there is a 7-Eleven on every block.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Gun store, liquor store, gun store.
7-Eleven, open up 24/7.
Number 9, you know you in the ghetto if the rats are bigger than your cat. No, you know you in New York City.
Oh, no, you better run. Run, Cletus, run.
Push it,
run, Forrest, run!
No?
That ain't no daggone pussycat, that's a rat! That's a rat!
Number 8, you might have to ghetto family members if you have to hide your food in your closet just so it'll last.
You know? Oh, they just greedy. You got to go, that's just greedy. You got
Thank
to go.
You. Number 7. You know you ghetto, you know, I'm sorry, my bad. You know you stand at a ghetto apartment complex when your backyard resembles an alley.
Oh, wow. You need to move.
I've seen them.
You see all types of crime scenes.
Okay, I've seen
bodies.
I was like, damn, we all grass it. Number 6, you know you ghetto. You know, why are you saying that? You, the ghetto fabric thing that might not be working for you if you're Gucci down, but you have rollers in your head.
Horrible.
Ew. Nasty.
Or not even. Don't you have a Gucci bag and an EBT card in it? Okay.
That is so hot.
Wow.
I eat better tonight. Number 5.
Exactly. I'm from the hood, but it's all good.
Number 5, you know you ghetto if you can keep up with the latest phones, video games, and cars, but you can't keep up with your rent.
Riz, pay your rent, Riz. Pay your rent, baby. Okay.
Rolling up in an Escalade and then going in your mother's house.
Well, you need to stop going to the strip club, spending your money, okay, and pay me my child support, okay? Stop making it rain with your $20 change.
I know why I'm asking.
You was going hard on Riz. Number four, you know you get a win at every family cookout. Chitlins are a must have.
Ew.
I had them chitlins.
What are chitlins? Can I say next?
Oh, okay. Nasty. Number three, you either ghetto or a little slow when your child's grades drop in school as soon as you start helping them with their homework.
Oh, no, you just ignorant. You just ignorant.
You know, but that new algebra, though, is hard. How you saying
that? It is hard.
Algebra. I'm going to help you with your algebra, baby. Your algebra is off, okay? I'll help you with your algebra.
Okay. Number two. You know you ghetto if you use a newspaper to act as a diaper for your 11-month-old baby.
Oh, no.
Ew, you don't need to be
a
having
newspaper.
Kids.
Oh, no.
Okay, Riz, I'm tired of using newspapers for our child, okay?
Like
I need some diapers.
No.
I need some diapers.
Okay. And number one, y'all, you know you ghetto if you wear summer clothes. Some
of everybody
clothes.
Oh, wow. Girl, I burned your baby fat. It's dirty fat now. No, girl, you can keep that. You can keep that.
Okay. All right, y'all. That's how you keep it real hot and fresh. We are out of here. We are on our hiatus. Home up. We will see y'all in June. Yeah, sir.
Bye-bye,
see you,
people.
Ladies.
All right, y'all. We'll be back in a month. Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.